100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Shawnee Radio App. I am Alvin Hodges III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1 Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1 Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is still open. You can send me questions and topic requests on realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app and download the new Bashani Radio app. If you haven't already, what have you been doing with your life? Go to the Apple Store or the Apple Store or the Android Store. Put in Bashani, B-S-H-A-N-I, B-S-H-N-N-I. It will pop up and go from there. You'll be able to listen to shows, favorite shows, and give feedback. All right. Well, here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to talk about how to handle being ahead of your time. How to handle being ahead of your time. This goes out to you visionaries. You people who pick up on patterns and habits and trends before most people do. Gifted, blessed, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes you are simply ahead of your time. People do not see or perceive the things that you perceive or perceive. They don't. Average people, which that doesn't mean it's lesser people. They just don't pick up on it like you do. And you're able to see pieces from one part of life and how they connect to other part of life. And you may feel you have this certain mission, burden, whatever, to tell people about it. This is usually some things or some type of trend that could radically change not just your life, but people's lives who listen to you. With that, it's a very great blessing or advantage in life, but at the same time, if not managed right, it can be an excessive burden on how you handle it, and also how you realizing these things in conjunction with your natural attitude or approach to life. So I'm going to give my suggestions on how to handle being ahead ahead of your time. There's different ways of doing it. Some are more assertive, some are more passive. I guess I'll start with the one that I don't recommend. Let's say you are very ahead of your time. You're highly intelligent, and not only are you ahead of your time, but you're using the very things that you know that you're ahead of to progress in life. The route that I don't recommend is becoming a cynical, one person described it to me as a cynical misanthrope. People hater. You're cynical because you've probably tried to tell people in many different ways, hey, this trend is coming. You probably want to do this, do that. And they're preoccupied with other aspects of their life. And or they say, okay, yeah, yeah, true, true. Yeah, you got some points there and all that stuff. But at the same time, they revert straight back into their natural pattern because of comfort, because of familiarity, things like that. So you, in your infinite intelligence, definitely sarcasm right there, you get to a point believing, oh, I'm just brilliant. I'm just smarter than most people, and everybody's dumb. Or the people who don't see it my way, they're just foolish. They're just dumb. And they're the ones that are the people that make this world less pleasing because they're dumb. You go down that route, you go to a pretty dark place. You become really, truly a misanthrope, or what they call a sociopath. You probably most likely just keep to yourself, or you'll have a very, very bitter, abiding, sarcasm about yourself. Sarcasm is not necessarily a really bad thing. Sometimes sarcasm, if it's used right in an intelligent way, can ease the tensions of a situation. But when it gets too excessive and, you know, you find yourself basically having a social media full of memes that constantly talk about the stupidity of society and stuff. You wake up and you go to bed thinking about how dumb everybody is. Probably not the best thing for you to do, unless you get some type of ego boost out of considering yourself absolutely better than so many people. Then I guess it works. The other way that I think is the more optimal is to simply lead by example. What that means is that you take a less active role in trying to tell people what they should be doing and focusing more on just doing it yourself, or applying what you've come to understand yourself. And when opportunity strikes to show, I guess, real tangible results, you simply construct it in a story, a narrative of sorts. Tell your personal experience. And out of that, when you do that, either people are going to either listen and then just kind of passively forget it along the way until there's another time in which they interact with you, or they're going to actually get inspired to actually take action. And I like that route better because it takes the pressure, it takes the tension off of yourself. It reduces the expectation that you have for the people around you. Therefore, you're not letting the choices or the mentalities of others hold you back from enjoying the blessing or the awareness that you have and being on the path that you need to be to experience the upgrade or the life that you already know that you're heading towards. I think that's a better way to handle that, because harboring frustration, anger, resentment for most people on the inside, longer term, it actually starts to have physiological effects on you, from fatigue, hypertension, anxiety, things like that. Because those things get rooted in a fear that could be a lot of things. Fear of losing people that you actually care for. Fear of being excluded or ostracized by people that you care for. What else? anger or resentment over impending jealousy that you may have from people when your life changes. Who knows? I think that second route is definitely better. Instead of trying to force people to open their eyes and see things that could be better in their life, you just kind of represent that example. Now, after that, if they look at your situation and they discount themselves, they say, you just lucky, or you were this, or you were that, or fortunate, or God just had a better blessing over your life than mine, or whatever type of excuse after you've shown them the path to, or ways of thinking and doing things differently, that is going to be on them. You do not hold yourself responsible for them not applying what you proved to work for you and could work for them. And that is okay. But that's my thoughts on this one. The power of being or how to handle being ahead of your time. Enjoy it. Enjoy the process. And don't mess around and run into somebody who's probably way more ahead in their time than you. If you happen to be the smart one in that situation, pick up on that trend or that understanding. See how that works. Pay attention to people. It's you know, just like failure leaves clues, success definitely leads clues too. And success on its highest level is a holistic type of thing. It you know, success is like having the resources, having the time, having the health, and even having the powerful clarity to resolve issues when they come. That's like full-scale success. You could be successful in one area, and it may not cover the necessities of another area in your life. You could be successfully spiritually, financially, you know, relationally in one of those things, but there may be other things that damper that success. Will you ever achieve absolute success in all aspects of your life? If you do, thank your God, count your lucky stars, however you want to call it. But if you are not, the key will be how to develop those other pieces or elements in your life where you can get at least close to experiencing something like that. And then once you do it, you can lead by example, or at least help expand somebody else's mind so that they can achieve their version of success. But that's what I wanted to leave with everybody today. How to handle being ahead of your time. All right. Well, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.